If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes, variety. It's Alice at 97.3, and it's Monday.
And it's St. Patty's Day.
It is St. Patty's Day. Do you have some green on?
Is this not green?
It looks gray.
This is green. What do you mean? You're wearing gray.
I'm wearing green.
I know, but I'm wearing green too.
Okay.
Don't okay me.
Well... Looks, I don't know. It's kind of.
It's, thank
it?
You, Maddie. Thank you.
I mean,
you.
It's not a bright green. It's a.
And Maddie's on
it's
the
more
show.
Like a blue gray green.
No, it's
but,
not even
okay.
Kind of blue gray. It's green. God, already.
Wow.
I just, jeez. I really.
Right out of
doesn't,
the gate.
I didn't notice that it was green. I guess I just don't know about colors. So
you don't.
I'll just, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, I'm green. Not the one who was driving around a Hooker eyeshadow blue car for a while either. So, you know, what do
it
I know?
Looked silver in the sun. God!
Wow.
How many times do I have to tell you that?
Probably a few more before we're through with our time together, Vincent.
Jeez.
Yeah, I have to see Pantlisty.
I'm also red-green colorblind, so I could be completely wrong. No, but it's
no,
green.
He's
sure,
right.
Sure,
I'm
it's green.
Right.
Let's
you're
definitely
wrong.
Take a picture of that and see what
that's
people
definitely
think.
Definitely
we'll put
not.
It up as a poll.
Yeah.
Just see what people think.
Oh.
It'll be fine. I'm sure I'm wrong.
Well, poll away. Come here.
All
let's
right,
do it. Let's get,
right.
Let's
all
get
right.
A picture.
Hold on.
Yeah,
everybody.
Jesus. My full-on Ireland shirt on. I'm Kelly Green. Hold on, I'm coming over there.
Oh, you're not in my picture.
I am. We're in the picture together.
Oh, we're
we are taking this picture together. Smile.
Oh, for goodness.
Oh gosh. Look at me, Ben.
God.
Let's let people have their own opinions about stuff. I
turns out I don't need to have an opinion
you
about
don't.
Much of anything. That is true.
We're crying out loud.
True that.
Anyway,
just
what happened to your party?
Oh my! It was great. Really fun. I did a few songs with this chick Teal that I just love her.
Well, tell
I'm
us.
A little rock chick. Let's see. What do we do?
Does she have a great voice?
Oh my God, she's such a good singer. Like it's. Like she's such a good singer, and her husband is such a good guitar player, and they're
married
just,
couples.
Yeah, these married. We have a me and her now have a running joke about how you got to be married to a guitar player.
You know, there's a this isn't classic rock, so I hope I'm not in trouble for saying this.
Okay, well, let's find out. I'm sure we'll get notes later.
There's a band called Tedeschi Trucks.
Tedeschi Trucks. Tedeschi.
I don't know how to say it.
It's Tedeschi.
They're
Trust,
another
yes.
married couple. And he
yes.
might be one of the greatest guitar players alive today. He is that good.
Yeah, they're a little bit jam bandy for me. I saw them open for the Black Crowes a few years ago and went, oh, God,
boy.
How long are these guys going to be on for?
But her voice is butter.
Yeah.
She's good. Anyway, you don't have to like them. I'm just saying. No, married couples.
Married couple. And Pat Benatar married her guitar player, too.
Oh.
Gil Gerardo, I think his name is.
That's definitely classic rock.
Sure, that is.
It
was
her!
It was me. It was definitely me. Yeah. But yeah, so we did some songs together. We had, we did like girl dinner. I talked to all my girlfriends. I'm like, all right, here's what we're going to do.
Oh, wait, you had other girls around when Teal was there?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah,
she wasn't, we weren't the only.
You mixed them all together.
Yeah.
What happened?
Everything was fine. It was fine.
Sure.
Are they jealous that you have such strong feelings towards her now?
I feel like my friends are pretty secure in their, you know, in our relationship that I have with them. I mean, it was literally like all my best friends and then this new girl.
Who got all your attention.
Who sings real good.
She's a good singer, yeah.
You're looking at her with love in your eyes while she does her parts.
But a few of them also have love in their eyes for, like, my friend Heather. She's known Teal for a long time, and I think Marianne's known her for a long time, too. But it was fun. It's cool. It was really a good time. Don't look at me like that.
I'm just waiting.
You're like
to hear,
looking for trouble.
No, tell us anything.
It was really fun. So we did girl dinner, which is what I like girl dinner because, you know, we had like 12 or so people over, and I'm not going to do a dinner party for 12 people, but we are going to eat dinner. Everybody came at 5. And so, you know, you start with some drinks and hors d'oeuvres and then move on to whatever. But we had a pot of soup going. So when you wanted it, we had crusty bread and soup.
What kind of soup?
Butternut squash with pepitas and a little bit of parsley.
John
on the
made
top.
That. You made that.
John made it. Makes the best soup.
Butternut squash soup.
So good.
All right.
Yeah. But we had it for dinner again last night. Cause I was like, we got some left over. Chow down with some butternut.
Go on. So everyone had butternut squash soup.
Well, if they wanted it, I don't know if everybody had it or not. Oh. But I did like deviled eggs, and John did a big thing of hummus. I like John's hummus because it doesn't have any garlic in it. I don't want your garlic. I don't want everyone in the house to feel like now I have garlic breath. Hopefully everybody also.
Oh, if everyone has it, but you're right. If there's someone without.
Right. That one person is just like, wow, everyone stinks in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just a bunch of nuts and cheeses and crackerses and stuff. And just everyone's sat down and started eating, and oh my god, my girlfriend Marilee brought over this huge, she did this like dessert platter. It was crazy. Like, and everything from red vines to, you know, homemade little peanut butter Rice Krispie treats. It was crazy. It was really fun.
Back to D's nuts. Exactly, yes. What nuts are we talking about?
D's nuts were, we definitely had pistachios.
Oh,
I do like a pistachio. So one bowl of pistachios with a little side, shell bowl. I want to say.
Oh, they think of everything here at this house.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh.
All right. Well, I want people to be, you know, having to palm their pistachio shells. That's ridiculous.
Incredible.
Like cashews and stuff.
By the way,
vegan cheese.
Oh. You know. The picture's up on Instagram and on the Facebook page.
Oh, now I'm going to take a look at that.
Titled,
see
Is
how it,
Vinny Wearing Green?
Is Vinny Wearing Green? All right, let's have a look at this. So this is, today is St. Patrick's Day. Oh, it's
so
not.
So pissed off about it.
Is it up? I don't see it.
It's up. I'm looking right at it. It's green. Jesus.
How come I'm not seeing it? Damn it.
I don't know.
You're way too happy about this. You love torturing me, don't you? Like, is that really your thing?
Me?
Yeah,
yes,
you.
I am. For some reason, it's not popping up on my Facebook, so.
Look at the smile on her face. You know who you look like. You look like Hella Yar.
Oh, your jacket does look kind of.
Yeah, it does, because it's green.
Looks a lot greener in that picture than it does in real life. You know who else says I look like Hella Yar? John. So I've been walking around the house like, Hella Yar. This is my Hella Yar.
Yeah.
You've got the look.
Yeah, I didn't notice it until I saw that picture, but that big smile on your face, I'm like, Helly. Wow.
Yeah, John says Helly R, so...
Are you caught up, by the way?
No. In fact, I think there's one more episode this weekend, right? And then that's the end of the season.
Did I watch 9 on Friday?
I think
is that what I watched?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to watch that today.
Oh, you didn't see it either. Okay, I was going to ask you about the eggs, and then there's another thing, but okay.
Oh, eggs are very expensive in that world, too.
No, that's not it, but there was some weirdness and quiet weirdness, things that you... if you're not paying attention, you'll miss it all and it doesn't matter. If you pay attention, you're like, what in the hell is that? Weird.
Yeah.
That family. What are they called again? Helly's last Egan's. Name? The Egan's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know it comes down to all them. John has a bunch of theories about it, but he's like, they're all still alive. Like, they've figured out something that's happening in the Severance thing has kept all these older people. Like, it's an old-timey cult. And,
maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like that's probably not the case, but...
Could be.
But it could be, sure.
He can have an opinion.
Just watching you guys for little signs of things.
Little signs... What?
Just seeing if he's right. If,
oh.
You know, his theory.
No, believe me, I was left with more questions than anything after watching it. The last episode, I just went, oh, fudge.
Fudge?
Well, you know.
Because more questions.
Yeah, more questions, yeah. And speaking of.
Yes.
Not fudge, but, you know, not cussing. I just spent the weekend with the kids.
Oh, yeah. Please.
There's nothing to tell.
I'm so sorry. I want to hear all about it.
There's nothing to tell. I hung with my kids. The missus was sick again this weekend.
Oh, boy.
And I got to do all the stuffs.
You love all the stuff, so yay you.
I kept thinking, I wish someone would come along and find more stuff for me to do. I really don't have enough.
How many times is this now for you guys at your house? The sickness.
Oh, I don't. You know what? We got through the holidays and through Hawaii without a problem.
Mm.
And she was trying to figure out where I'm like, well, first of all, you know, sickness. It doesn't walk up, you know, colored purple and kiss you on the lips. Like, you know, it sneaks into your nose and you're stuck with it. And that's the deal. So, but she did go to that, whatever, it's not back to school night, but it was one of those nights that I didn't go to. Yep. And the reason I didn't go is
Thursday before that weekend when she started feeling bad.
As soon as I was reminded which one it was, it's not like teacher conference. It's everyone shows up, all the kids take off running, and the parents stand around trapped in a little kid world, you know, with desks at your knee height.
Yes.
And, you know, paste and just the
paste,
all the stuff where you look around and go,
you get to
paste.
Do like a little project.
No,
when you're there,
but or? You just, no, what you do is you all stand around as grownups and chat and apparently share sickness.
Oh,
you know,
yay.
Hey, I brought my flu or my COVID.
Yeah. Unbelievably, you caught nothing. That's unbelievable.
All the vaccinations up to date before the season started. And
I'm surprised she didn't also do that.
I also
Aww.
Have kind of turned to, I don't really want to say it out loud, but I was getting sick 4 and 5 times a year for the first 10 years of these kids. Mm. It's about time I turn a corner, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah. You finally caught all the colds, man.
My God. Yeah, I mean, I really thought I was healthy as a single person. Mm. Because I was never sick, but it turns out...
You're never around kids.
I was never around anyone with colds.
That is one way of not getting sick.
I've been exposed.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, not a loser.
Well,
you've just been exposed.
Being sick all the time is really bad
news. It's a bummer. It is a huge bummer. But luckily, she's on the mend now?
Yeah,
she's isolated now until...
No, she's negative.
Oh, she is negative.
She's negative.
Oh. Good.
And I never tested positive, so we're good.
Oh, good, good, good.
But that doesn't mean she's not, you know, coughing that, like, cough. Or
yes.
At one point during this, she goes, look at my eye! And it's, like, bright red and looks like it's going to fall out. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you've got serious problems here. Like, this is not...
Is that, like, burst blood vessels from coughing or coughing her head off?
It's just like, come on, really? Do I have to do the test for you? Jesus. Anyway, we're fine. It's all good. And the kids got to go roller skating, and we did it. We, like, got in between the raindrops. And by the way, there's still some rain out there. The snow is profound.
Oh, what are we talking?
Well, it's snowing now. It'll continue to snow all day. And feet of new snow.
It's wonderful.
Feet.
That's what we need.
And the pictures, like, go to Mosley's.
Johnny Mosley.
It's Johnny without an H.
Yes. J-O-N-N-Y.
Go to Moses. It's like pictures of him coming through the snow with this right up the face. Like
the dreamy powder that never happens.
And the people announcing, winner's finally here. Great.
What do we got? 4 days left until spring officially starts?
Yeah, something like that.
It starts on the 21st.
Winter's finally here, everyone. It's March.
Yeah. Well.
No, it's good.
Well, we got some pretty stuff. Other than January being kind of a void, right?
January was the nicest month. Better than June.
70
and
every
July.
Day. Right.
Perfect and beautiful.
But other than that, it's been, you know, been getting some rain.
Yeah.
Obviously getting some snow. I always like to hear, in April, they usually do that measurement at the top of the, you know, somewhere in the Sierras where they mark it every year. Remember the one year when it was, there was dirt?
Yeah.
Not one snowflake. Not one.
That was so scary.
Like he couldn't just go, there's a snowflake over there.
Yes. There one inch.
None.
There was zero. And they're there with their, you know, with a 25-foot pole to, in order to, well, we could, might have to shove this all the way. Nope, it's fine. It's the answer is zero.
Anyway.
The answer is zero.
There's a little rain out there as you head out to work. By the way, some people will debate your green, so maybe you just have to go Kelly green.
Yeah, Kelly green is the Irish color.
Or you're not going to get away with not having to get your picture posted. And your comments.
And all your coworkers making fun of you. So you don't want that. Nobody wants that. All right. KLC, KLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song for summertime. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.